it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mariners have pulled within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West after that big 5-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. So we're going to recap the game and chat with M's play-by-play broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith after Foo Fighters. Steve Miggs, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach just talking about this. The fact that the Mariners are now within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West after that 5-3 victory over the Cardinals yesterday. This is our year.
The team is red hot right now.
And they're playing again tonight. If you want to get tickets for the game, Mariners.com is where you can go to pick up some tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals game at 6:40. And we're so excited to have Aaron Goldsmith, M's play-by-play announcer, on with us this morning to talk about all of this Mariners excitement. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. How are you doing?
We are doing great, man. We're just riding high after last night's game. It's been a roller coaster of a season, but it's been such a fun season. It's got to have been a great time for you as well, being behind the microphone and giving us the play-by-play every night.
It's been a real thrill. There's no question. You've got a guy in Cal Raleigh who's playing like an MVP. You've got somebody else in Julio who's got a chance for another 30-30 season, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases. As you guys just mentioned, the Mariners are knocking on the door of first place and trying to win their first division title in quite some time. So this is a very special year for the Mariners, and I'm guessing there's going to be a decent amount of hardware handed out to a couple of different Mariner players once the season's over with. So it has been a real thrill to have a front row seat to the whole thing.
It's been fun for us. I feel like whenever we're chatting about the Mariners, and we've had like Gary Hill Jr. on quite a bit, and every time it's like, okay, let's focus on Cal Raleigh like we usually do because he's had such an incredible season. But I mean, I feel like the last few games, man, it's just been fun talking about Josh Naylor. And I've got $60 in my pocket and a parking pass to the Washington State Fair that I'm willing to contribute to keep him for future seasons. But this guy's just been on a tear.
Well, he's a big State Fair guy, so I think that will help quite a bit.
Okay, I'll give him my parking pass.
Yeah, and nobody likes to pay for parking, and Naylor strikes me as a real stickler for that as well. So we're glad to have you on Team Naylor. No, he's been even more, I think, than what the Mariners were hoping that they would get. And you're right, he is a free agent at the end of the year. He was acquired at a deadline by the Mariners from the Diamondbacks, and they had a real need over there at first base. And obviously, the production is there, and he's been excellent at the plate and very good defensively as well. But I think he has brought a real intangible, a real mindset, a mentality. And he's a winner. I mean, he has won in previous stops in his career. He is a remarkably intense guy, which I think maybe when you're the opponent can be misinterpreted. But when he's in your clubhouse, you realize, oh, this guy just all he thinks about is winning baseball games. And that's exactly where the Mariners are right now. So he's been a major boost for what they've been able to do.
Yeah, I saw like an interview with him where they were talking to him about like, you know, when other players come and try and talk to him during the game, because you see that sometimes when a guy's at first base, they just kind of BS with the opposing team. And like he just had that vibe of, yeah, I'm focusing on what's happening next. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I was like, I love that guy's intensity.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we had a shot of him on the telecast the other day, just leaning up on the railing, just staring out into the field. And he like, nothing was really happening, right, in the game. And even then, he had a look on his face. And my thought was, I didn't say it on the air, but my thought was, man, I would not want to run into this guy at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, he just can be a scary-looking dude, man. And he is, and he certainly played like that for the Mariners. And, yeah, he's got a fire to him. And, you know, I can't remember the last time the Mariners had a player who you would describe as, like, very fiery, like, insanely intense. And I mean, like, on like pinging on the extreme end of that scale. That's just not something the Mariners have had in their clubhouse for quite some time. And so he really fills a void in that regard. And who knows? He might take the Mariners all the way to the World Series.
I think that's part of why I love, like, the whole fact that they got Suarez and him at around the same time, because I'm like, these are just two polar opposite styles of personalities. You got Suarez who's like, yo, good vibes only. And then, like you said, with Naylor, it's just like, do not look at me the wrong way.
Yeah, they are the sweet and sour of Major League Baseball. There's no question. They are complete opposites. And, you know, the great thing, it kind of shows you that in this game and in others as well, like, you can win in a variety of ways. You can be a great player in a variety of ways. And a team needs that balance. You need a guy who's the good vibes guy, and you need a guy who will just chuck a bat like a tomahawk after hitting a 430-foot home run to give you a lead. And that's Josh Naylor. Like, you have 26 men on the roster, and you don't want them all to be the same. You want a little bit of everything, and the Mariners have that right now.
We're talking with Mariners play-by-play announcer Aaron Goldsmith. And Aaron, I know obviously we mentioned earlier some highs and lows on the season, but for you personally, is there a certain game or a certain moment that really has stuck out as your favorite moment of the season so far?
Well, it's tough to not say the name Cal Raleigh when you're talking about favorite moments of the season so far. And Cal has obviously had so many of them. But when he had two home runs on July 4th, it was a home game. It was a beautiful day, and he passed Ken Griffey Jr. that day for the most home runs by a Mariner before the All-Star break. That was spectacular. I think if you kind of hone it down even farther than that, and kind of a Cal and a team perspective, the Mariners had what I thought was just one of the most epic accomplishments, maybe even in the ballpark's history. The Mariners had a game earlier this year where Logan Gilbert struck out a career high, I believe it was 14, and on the same day, Cal Raleigh set the record for the most home runs by a catcher in a single season. And the Mariners waxed the A's that day. It was a blowout win. They cruised to a victory. And when you think about just kind of the storylines involved with that game, in the same draft class, Logan Gilbert was drafted in the first round by the Mariners, and Cal Raleigh was selected in the third round by the Mariners. And those two have come up together. They have been roommates with one another all the way up into the major leagues early in their career. They've caught who knows how many games with one another from the minors to the major leagues. And one had a career performance in terms of strikeouts, and then the other set an all-time major league record in Cal Raleigh. And if you would have told anybody when those two signed their contracts after being drafted and many years ago, back in 2018, that they would share a day like that in front of the home crowd with the sun shining at T-Mobile Park. I mean, that's what everybody dreams of, right? And to have them have the relationship with one another. And then you zoom out a little bit more and you start looking at this team and you go, man, there could be quite a few Mariner Hall of Famers on this team right now. It's a special time. It's a special time for Mariners baseball. And to see both of those guys accomplish such great feats on the same day, in the same game, was pretty awesome.
And we're talking with Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners broadcaster tonight. You can check him out taking on the St. Louis Cardinals over. Get tickets at Mariners.com. The game starts at 6:40. And for us Pearl Jam fans, maybe this is even a little added incentive because tonight it's 10 Club night where you can get tickets. Just go to Mariners.com/Pearl Jam. And you have an opportunity to walk away with a Pearl Jam silk jacket, which I saw, which looks amazing. Are you going to be wearing it while you're doing the play-by-play, Aaron?
Dude, it is a sick jacket.
Right?
Yes. Yes. I hope there's enough for me to snag one. You know, I know a guy.
Well, if you know a guy, snag two, you know, for your friend Steve.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're gonna get a double XL plus a Washington State Fair parking pass, and that's gonna start the bucket for Naylor right there. I think if you have to sign up by noon today, so Mariners.com/Pearl Jam by noon is the cutoff time to get your tickets for that ticket special. And in Victory Hall across the street, they're going to play the concert over there on the big screen for the last time Pearl Jam was at T-Mobile Park. So it's going to be quite the Pearl Jam vibe inside the ballpark tonight.
Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners play-by-play announcer, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this Mariners magic that is happening right now within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West.
Hey, you got it, guys. Great talking with you. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for joining us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.